Well, I think without question, when we had only 40% of our adult population were obese in 1990, at the end of the baby boomer revolution we had there, when they dropped heart disease by 48% in a period of 22 years because they changed their lifestyle. It was two-thirds of that reduction that occurred from 1968 to 1990, 48% reduction in heart disease during that time was because the baby boomers changed their lifestyle. They stopped smoking, started exercising, they started to control the stress in their life, all the things we recommend for preventive medicine. But after 1990, though, they lost their interest. They stopped exercising, they burned out, whatever it may be. So we ended up with 40% of our population that were obese. That's the top, that's above 25 on the BMI scale for adults back in 1990. And now it's almost 70%. Tremendous increase in that period of time. The kids went in 1963, went from 4% that were obese to 18% at the present time obese. That's top 5 percentile. If you go up, if you find the obese and overweight top 15 percentile, it's up to 40% of the kids in the state of Texas are overweight or obese. And some 70% will become obese as adults, where we're going right now. We're not doing anything about it. So don't tell me it's economic. Don't tell me it's ethnic. It's just PE that we don't have.